Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. There are so many Bible verses about praising God. Psalm 9, verse 1 says, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. God has done so many things for us, and we get to tell others of what He has done in our hearts and lives. He gives us so many blessings.
Praise God,
boys and girls. We have an exciting story this week about Paul and Barnabas. And Silas is going to be in the story this week too. Our lesson today is called Singing for Jesus. But before we get started, let's bow our heads and pray for God's Spirit to be with us. Lord, thank you so much for your love and your care, for your patience with us. Help us to take this time to think about you and to draw closer to you. We love you, Lord. Amen. Paul and Barnabas went back to the big church in Antioch for a while. Remember, they had been out on a missionary journey, telling people about Jesus, traveling to different cities, and spreading the message. But now they went back to Antioch. They didn't forget the churches that they had started and the people that they had visited on their long trip. My husband is a pastor, and throughout the years, we have had different churches. We were in northern Michigan for about 4 years, and we had four small churches up there. Then, after a while, we were moved to a place farther south in Michigan where we had two churches. And then after that, we came out to Arizona, and we've been out here for a few years, and we have a couple churches out here. But you know what? Our churches back in Michigan, they always have a special place in our hearts. And so we look forward to when we get to go back to Michigan and visit our friends in those churches. We see people that my husband has studied with and has baptized. We see young people who went to the school when we were there. And we really look forward to getting together with our church members and friends from the past, from those churches that we helped to minister to and to lead. That is how Paul and Barnabas were feeling. They loved to go back and visit those churches that they had started. Well, one day Paul said, Barnabas, let's go back and see how they're getting along. And Barnabas agreed. Look at Acts chapter 15, verse 35 and 36. Acts chapter 15, verse 35 and 36. Acts is the fifth book in the Bible, right after John. Then we're going to go to chapter 15. Those are the big numbers. Chapter 15. So get your Bible, open it up. We're going to do this together. If you need more time, you don't have to get frustrated or irritated. Just press pause, look for the chapter, and then press play again when you're ready, and we'll find the verse. Acts chapter 15. And now let's look at verse 35 and 36.
Paul and Barnabas also remained in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord, with many others also. Then after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, Let us now go back and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord, and see how they're doing.
They were looking forward to going back and visiting those churches. Just like my husband and I look forward to going back to our old churches and visiting them and seeing how they're doing. On their first missionary trip together, Barnabas's young nephew, Mark, had started out with them. He had gone along. He loved Jesus and he wanted to work for him. But you know what? Mark soon found out that being a missionary, it was hard. Very hard. There were many times when being a missionary was dangerous too. So Mark had become afraid and he was a little homesick. Have you ever been away from home and you just want your mom or dad, or you just want to be in your bed again? He was a little homesick. So you know what? Instead of sticking it out, he went back home. Paul didn't think much of that. He was like, that young man, he doesn't have what it takes to be a missionary. But you know what? Later on, Mark was sorry that he had gone home and he still wanted to work for Jesus. So when Paul and Barnabas started planning their next trip, Barnabas wanted to take Mark with them. He's changed. He's different. He was sure that Mark would not go back home this time like he had before. He wanted to give Mark another chance to be a missionary for Jesus. Look at verse 37. We read verse 35 and 36 in Acts chapter 15. Now we're going to read verse 37. Acts chapter 15, verse 37. Let's see what that says.
Now Barnabas was determined to take with them John called Mark.
There's another name that we call Mark. We call him John Mark because the Bible also calls him John. So John Mark wanted to go and Barnabas said, yeah, we should let him go. But you know what? We're going to find out next time what Paul thought about that. You know, it takes a lot to plan for a trip. Have you ever planned for a trip? Maybe a mission trip where you have to go overseas? As of this recording, we have a mission group coming next week to come help us out here on the Navajo Nation with our churches and doing different work and helping in our community. And they're going to do a lot of programs. But you know what? It's not just something that you wake up one day and say, oh, I'm going to go on a mission trip. I'm going to go tell people about Jesus. You put on your clothes, you jump in the car, and you start driving. No, it takes a lot of work, a lot of planning, a lot of organizing, a lot of deciding what are we going to do, what people do we have with us, what are our talents, how can we best share Jesus in the community that we're going to. We have met with the leaders of the mission group that's going to be coming for hours. We have spent hours and hours planning all the supplies to get, what to get, when to get, where to get, what to rent, all these things, all these plans that go into it. Paul and Barnabas were getting ready for a missionary journey, and there was a lot of work that went into it. We're going to find out next time what happened on this missionary journey and who they were going to take or who they were going to leave behind. And we're going to find out if John Mark got to go on that trip. Boys and girls, Jesus wants you to share his love with others, just like Paul, just like Barnabas, just like this mission group that's going to be coming out here next week to work with us. Jesus wants you to share your love with others. He can use you in big ways and he can use you in little ways. Let's bow our heads and pray that Jesus will help us to share his love near and far. Lord, thank you for your love and your care. Help us to share your message of love and mercy to this world around us, whether it be our neighbor right next door, whether it be somebody at the park, whether it be someone at the grocery store, or whether it be someone in another country far away. Help us to teach them how they can know you more. In Jesus' name, amen. We have a new memory verse, Acts chapter 6, verse 31. It says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. We are going to learn about someone this week who, because of Paul and Silas's influence, they came to love Jesus and they wanted to be saved.
Acts 16:31.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Jesus Christ.
This quarter, we're learning about the apostles and how they were missionaries, sharing the love of Jesus with others. So each week this quarter, we will have a special extra episode called Missionary Monday, where we will talk to real-life missionaries and hear about their experiences in the mission field. We'll hear stories and testimonies of how God has used people, just like you and me, to tell others about Jesus. Join me right here every Monday for the rest of the year.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.